settling, grounding, resting, and breath support. So beginning by setting our intention and motivation. The intention is to practice mindfulness. And the motivation is why you are doing this. Why do you want to practice mindfulness? So connecting with your own sense of why you're doing this. Perhaps it might be that through practicing mindfulness, you're doing something in your own deepest benefit. But finding your own form of words. And then moving into the phase of settling, sitting comfortably with your back straight and with a relaxed focus on your breathing. Breathing a little more deeply than normal and then gently releasing the breath. Trying to keep the in-breath and the out-breath equal in length. So to do this, it might be useful to count. So breathing in to a count of 3 or 4, and then breathing out to a similar count. So you're doing two things, following your breathing and counting. If you find that counting doesn't work for you, then let go of counting and just focus on the breathing. In-breath and out-breath, similar length and rhythm. So you'll notice that thoughts will continue to arise in the mind, and that's completely okay. We're not trying to stop thoughts or make the mind go blank. We're practicing not getting involved with thoughts. And letting our attention remain with the breathing and with the counting. Now, towards the end of the settling phase, focus a little more on the out-breath. Noticing how the body relaxes a little as you breathe out. And seeing if the mind can learn from the body. Body releases breath and relaxes. Mind releases involvement with thinking, and begins to settle. And now let your breathing fall back to its natural rhythm and let go of the counting, moving into the phase of grounding. Focusing on your body and the world of sensation in the body. So at first, noticing the sense of contact and pressure, of your sit bones resting on the chair or cushion, just simply feeling the weight of the body on the ground. And if you're sitting on a chair, aware of the feeling of the feet resting on the ground. Noticing how the ground supports the body. And now bringing your attention to sensations within the body. And we can do this in one of two ways. Either a simple scanning of the body, beginning at the feet and moving our attention up through the legs, torso, and then up to the neck and head, and then reversing the flow from our head back down to our feet again. Noticing the sensations as we scan our body in this way. Or alternatively, you can just simply let whatever sensations are present command your attention as they arise. So maybe there's a pain in your shoulder, or a feeling of tightness in the belly, or an ache or pain somewhere. So letting your attention just be held by the sensation. So no sense of analyzing, just simply being aware of sensation as it arises. Noticing how sensation can hold the mind present. And now once you've paid attention to particular sensations, now become aware of your body as a whole. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. So just like the ground unconditionally supports the body, so too does the body hold the mind. And now become aware of the sense of space around your body, noticing how the body exists in space and is surrounded by it. This takes us into the phase of resting, in which we let go of any focus and just simply sit. Keeping our eyes open, giving up any attempt to do or be anything. Even let go of trying to meditate or be mindful. So just simply sitting there, allowing yourself to experience whatever comes to you through your senses, without looking at anything in particular or listening for anything in particular. Simply sitting and being. So through this resting phase, we get a glimpse of the fact that the mind has a natural tendency to be at rest, like water left undisturbed. But we might find that very quickly the mind wanders, becomes involved with thinking, dreaming, planning. And at this point we move on to the next stage, which is working with a support, which is like a reference point that lightly anchors us in the present. So in this practice, we will use breathing as a support. And we tune into the breathing wherever we find it most easily in the body. Either the breath coming and going through our nostrils, the abdomen rising and falling, the feeling of the breath leaving the body, or the sense of our whole body breathing. So find your own way of connecting to the breath. So we're tuning into the feeling of the breath. The feeling of the breath moving in the body. Not influencing or controlling the breathing, but just lightly flowing with it. So it's like a feather landing on a gently flowing stream. Your attention is like the feather, and your breathing is like the stream. So with the breathing, we have a light touch, not shutting out thoughts and feelings, but allowing them to come and go. So the practice is simple. Breathing in, you are aware you're breathing in. Breathing out, you know you are breathing out. So if you notice your attention drifting off into thoughts or daydreams, this is okay. You have not failed or got it wrong. Just notice the mental video you have become involved with and gently bring your attention back to the breathing. This is the heart of the practice. We lose awareness, we notice this, we regain awareness. We with the breathing, we find ourselves thinking, we notice this, we come back to the breathing. It doesn't matter how many times you drift off into thinking. The only important thing is to notice this and bring your attention back to the breath. So as we practice in this way, maintaining a connection to the sense of grounding, mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. So you could say that about 80% of the practice is with the grounding and the resting, and 20% with a focus on the breathing. So the grounding and resting are always there. Along with the breathing support. So finding that gentle rhythm that gentle flow of the breathing wherever you connect to it most easily in the body and maintaining awareness of the body as a whole. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground, attention gently flowing with the breathing. Every now and again, noticing, where's my attention now? And if you find yourself in thinking, daydreams, that's okay. Simply noticing that. No sense of getting it wrong. Gently escorting the attention back to the breathing. Back to a sense of the body resting on the ground. So getting used to the sense of losing the attention into thinking, noticing this, gently bringing the attention back to the breathing and the sense of grounding. And now as we come towards the end of the practice, letting go of the focus on breathing as a support, and coming back to just resting. Without trying to do anything, without trying to meditate. Just simply being here. And then as a way of concluding our practice, dedicating our practice to the awakening of mindful awareness within ourselves, to something that is within our own deepest benefit and is also in the deepest benefit of those other people we connected with. And again, finding your own formal words for concluding and dedicating your practice.